A note to the listener. The following story contains some adult content and language. Welcome back to the podcast. Full disclosure before we get started, I want you to know that there's a lot of ground to cover.
My mother used to say all he cared about was that dead girl.
Meaning the angel.
It makes more sense now.
The Angel of Vine was a case with little to no information surrounding it. When it seemed as if there was nowhere left to look, everyone just stopped looking. Everyone except for Hank Briggs.
Jesus Christ.
A warning to the possibly squeamish. What you're about to hear is Hank reading Detective Lieutenant Robert Perkins' report of when he first arrived at the crime scene. The victim in question would later be identified as Marlene Marie Evans, dubbed by the media, the Angel of Vine.
Body was lying supine, its face up. In the parking lot, head pointed south, feet pointing to the north. The legs of the victim were crossed and the arms were pointing downward, each at a 45-degree angle with the palms facing up towards the sky. The victim's ribs were protruding outward from behind the torso on either side of the body at a 45-degree angle pointing south. Directly over the head of the body formed a semicircle of 12 bones. God, that poor girl's parents.
And here we are, decades later, with an entire attic filled with audio recordings of an ex-cop turned private detective who got closer than anyone to solving the murder and didn't tell us all. You can subscribe to The Angel of Vine on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and all major podcast apps. For exclusive access to future episodes and bonus content, go to stitcherpremium.com/angel and use promo code ANGEL.